episode 113, 5 tips to stop procrastinating, plus lessons learned working part-time.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake. I'm a registered dietitian, personal trainer, and really my goal is to help you stop quantifying and start living. I want to teach you how to own your strength and confidence from within, stop worrying about that number on the scale, the calories that come in your mouth, and really help you to dig deep and find your fears. Today, we're talking all about procrastination. I want to give you a little bit of insight to what I've learned since working part-time and becoming an entrepreneur. I've got a lot more flexibility on my plate right now, and I'm learning that that's blessing is also a curse. I'm going to share my top 5 tips to help you stay organized, stay focused, and get you closer to achieving your goals. All right, on to the show. Did the title of this episode already just give you a little bit of anxiety? I know you're listening and you are like me. You try to take on everything. You want to say yes to everybody and anyone because you're so excited and you're happy to help and you love what you do, or maybe you're still figuring out what that thing is that you love, but we just want to do it all. We live in a society that's constantly telling us to do more, be more, you know, take on more things, achieve this goal, do this, do that. And it can be freaking overwhelming. I recently went part-time I was working full-time as a registered dietitian in a clinic type setting, and I recently went part-time. I finally got to the point in my business with my private practice and personal training, teaching group fitness, I was just getting spread so thin. And I knew deep down in my heart, if I was really going to help the people who I need to serve, which is you listening to this podcast, I got to make more time. In order to make more time for them, I've got to make more time to me. And I can't do it all. So since April, I've went part-time. Now I work in a clinic type setting on 3 days a week, leaving the other 2 days to do awesome things like this, recording the podcast, you know, working one-on-one with clients, creating content for social media and my clients, teaching group fitness, personal training, all these other different hats that I love to wear, but was feeling overwhelmed working 40, 50 hours a week. Since having 2 extra days per week, where I pretty much have a clear schedule, it's been amazing, right? I can sleep in, I can work out in the middle of the day, I can stay in my yoga pants, I don't have to shower, like so many amazing perks, right? And when I first started, I gave myself a little bit of grace to enjoy that, right? To sleep in, to not have a schedule. But as you know, right, that sounds so great. And maybe you work from home or you have in the past. And if you've listened to our previous episode with Jesse Perry talking about working from home and, you know, being a full-time entrepreneur, it sounds so glamorous, but it can also be really challenging. So I started to identify, oh my gosh, I'm putting things off. And why can I still not turn off? Like I felt like, okay, I've got all these extra hours in my week, but why am I still staying up till 11 o'clock midnight working? You know, what am I doing that's off? And what I identified is that I'm just procrastinating. I'm not organized. I'm just bouncing back and forth from one thing to another. My brain was a cluttered mess. I wanted to share with you some strategies that have really helped me to stay focused within these past 5 months of going part-time, because I know wherever you're at, you've got big goals and we only have so many hours in a day. Yes, we have the same amount of hours as Beyonce, but Beyonce's got a bigger team than we do, right? So we've got to identify how can we make the most of the time that we have. Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to say a quick thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You are everything, and we reach more people by the reviews that you leave, the subscriptions. So when you click that subscribe button, that makes sure that you get an alert every time a new episode is uploaded. So we would love if you could share this episode with a friend, or maybe leave us a review and let us know what you like about the podcast. As a thank you, I'm offering 50% off on my first ebook. It's all about running your first or your best half marathon. I found that when I was training for half marathons in the past, which I never thought I was a runner before, never considered myself a runner, all my training honestly sucked. I felt like I was getting injured, wasn't fueling properly, was getting burnt out with running because I was just running all the time, still wanted to strength train. And basically what I've done in this ebook is I've worked out all the kinks and I've shared with you the shortcuts and the secrets that have really helped me to run what I consider an enjoyable race, enjoyable training, and actually truly learn to enjoy the journey without getting burnt out. So if you go to www.katiehake.com/shop, you'll find the link to purchase your Fierce Female's Guide to Running Your First Half Marathon. If you use the code FFHH, use that discount code when you check out, that's going to get you 50% off of that ebook. And that's a thank you for taking time out of your day to listen, to get this message, get smarter, get stronger, and be a happier you. All right, back to the show. The very first thing we need to do in order to stop procrastinating is identify the thing. You know, when I say procrastination, I know that you know there is one thing. There's a lot of things, but there's one major thing that comes in your head and it gives you that anxiety. You feel your stomach start to churn a little bit. Whatever those physical signs of that anxiety, stress, like you feel it, right? You know what that thing is. So what I want you to do, and maybe you do it right now while you're listening to this podcast, obviously not if you're driving, but even if you're driving or you're working out, you know, put me on pause, open up that voice memo apps on your phone and just speak out loud and make a list of every single thing that is on your mind. Set a timer, 10, ideally 20 minutes, but even 5, 10 minutes, taking that focus time to let everything that's out in your brain and your heart onto paper or onto a voice memo. That's going to be huge. For me, I've specifically found it very helpful to separate all these different areas of my life, right? Maybe you are an accountant. Maybe you are a fitness instructor. Whatever it is that you do, right? Whatever your job is, remember, that is not your identity. There's all these different aspects of your life where you still have things to do, right? So I'll use myself as an example. When I'm doing this master brain dump, I create columns for different categories of my life. And that helps me to really think, okay, what do I need to get done in this section? What about this section? What about this one? So I'll start with business because that's usually what is my major source of stress. So I'll break that into the different businesses or different hats that I wear. So I'll start with my private practice. Okay, what clients do I still need to touch base with? What educational materials do I still need to prep? Who do I need to send an email to? And I'll make a list all for that category. Then I'll move on to master training. Okay, what events do I have coming up to train local fitness instructors? Have I sent out that email? Have I followed up? Have I done XYZ? And then I'll move into personal. So, I got to go to Target and buy face wash. Oh, I really need Tide Pods. Gosh, although I don't recommend going to Target first because then you'll get real distracted and nothing will get done. And you'll buy everything that's not on your list. Right now, a big thing on my list that has been giving me stress that I'm going to do today right after I get off this podcast is I need to call and get my ring resized. All these different things that they just become so big in your head. Also in personal, I'll be sure to put things like schedule that appointment, schedule that doctor's visit, that haircut. Even if it's nothing that's immediate, it still is in the back of your head. And once we get it out on paper, your brain automatically goes, okay, I can see it. I've got it somewhere, so I know I'm not going to forget it. A lot of times that's where the source of stress comes from. It comes from the fear, I guess you could say, that, you know, I'm going to keep thinking about it because I don't want to forget it. But if you have a place where it's written down, it's really unlikely that you'll forget. Okay, hopefully you've put me on pause. Now you're back. You're ready for tip number two. The second thing I want you to do in order to stop procrastinating is identify how you're going to feel. Now, I know that sounds a little fluffy, a little frou-frou, but really think about it. Okay, I've got this list and I feel good, but I also start to feel the overwhelm because now I see, that's how much I really have to do. Go, hold on. When I get through this, I am going to feel more productive. I'm going to feel more creative, more energized, less stress. I'm going to feel that physical weight literally lifted off my shoulders. I'm going to feel like I have a plan. Like identify those emotions, all those different things that accomplishing that task or those tasks is going to make you feel. It's almost like when we exercise, right? Until we can identify the internal motivation of, okay, I'm going to go to the gym because I'm going to feel less stressed, because I'm going to feel, it's really hard to get us motivated to go to the gym or to, you know, make a healthy choice or, you know, whatever it is. this goes along with the practice of intuitive eating and, you know, all the things we talk about with fitness and wellness is getting in touch with your body, right? It's not just fitness and wellness. Remember, this is your life. Like, you are not just one section. All these pieces tie together, and it really comes back and boils down to mindset. Like, what are the things that you're telling yourself? How connected are you getting with yourself from day to day? All right, tip number three, you've got your master brain dump. Maybe it's a couple pages long. I sure hope it is, because the more you can get out there, the better. Now I want you to prioritize from 1 to 10. What is the very first thing you have to do? Now, the top three things that you're going to have to do on your list, those better be either fast approaching deadline, you know, somebody's going to die if you do not get them done today or tomorrow. Whereas things that are lower on that priority list, it'd be nice to get them done, but I don't necessarily have to, right? Like, they will still be there tomorrow. There is no repercussions if I don't get to them. So prioritize that list 1 to 10. Maybe color code them, maybe highlight them, maybe put a star by them, maybe use stickers, whatever you need to do to make this process fun. Okay, tip number four, you've identified those top 10 things. This part's a little bit trickier. So now I want you to break those down into 10-minute chunks. So I'll use myself for an example. Today I put on my list, record a podcast. But then I really got to thinking about it. Okay, well, it's not just as simple for me to walk into the booth and click record, right? It takes a little bit of planning. I've got to think about what I'm going to talk about. I've got to research, you know, am I bringing on a guest? Am I talking about a new topic? Am I talking about science? Do I need to research the article? So recording a podcast is not going to take me 10 minutes. That whole process is probably going to take a couple hours. So in order to really break down, I would break down record a podcast into research topics, research new guests, pick a topic, create bullet points for the episode, gather show notes, create templates for promoting the podcast. Let Emily, she's my podcast manager, let Emily and Lauren know that the episode's up and ready. Like, there's a lot that goes into that one thing, right? But it's going to be much easier for me to feel accomplished when I go, okay, the episode really needs to be done by Friday. Okay, so I can pick a topic. That doesn't take me that long. It takes me a couple minutes, and I cross it out. And then I feel good, right? Because I'm starting to get some things done. And then I go, okay, create bullet notes. Okay, that can take me 5 minutes. Boom, done. And it feels so much more achievable to accomplish these little bite-sized tasks than just record a podcast, right? Because if I just see that in my head, I go, oh my gosh, I don't have time. And so if we can identify things that we can do throughout the day, ideally, I think it's important to get as much done in the morning and the early hours that you can, but we all have 5-minute chunks here and there between appointments, you know, while you're waiting for your next client, while you're waiting to meet up with a friend. Like, we can find those valuable nuggets of time all throughout our day. And my last tip is schedule it, right? You've got the plan, but now we've got to work the plan. So take a look at your calendar. I've tried to use Google Calendar, but man, I am just an Apple person, and I find that the Apple Calendar on my phone works really well. So if I need to see it in time blocks, I will do a schedule right there. I use the My Smart Life Push Journal. It's Shalene Johnson's planner that she created. I use that, and I will time block my day. That way you're actually planning and going, okay, this is when I'm going to get it done, or this is when I might have a few minute breaks here and there, or maybe you tackle an hour, 30 minutes to really get it done. I've identified for myself, if I'm going to really dive into a project, I've got to block myself at least 2 to 3 hours of focused work time. Because depending on what it is, if I don't have those small 5-10 minute tasks, it's really hard for me to get in the groove of feeling creative and working on, you know, something. But the more you do this, the more you can identify, like, what are my productive times? When do I feel the most energized? When do I feel, you know, the most like, get it done? And you can learn to schedule those things, those tasks accordingly. So I hope these tips helped you. I know for me, they've really been a game changer. But like everything, I need accountability on everything, on day to day. Like, I need that community and those people in my circle who are reminding me to stay focused towards my goals, remind me why I set these goals in the first place, and just to keep me on that path moving forward. If you're still looking for that group or that network, that circle of people who will lift you up, feel free to join ours. All you have to do is search on Facebook, Fit Friends Happy Hour or Fit Friends Tribe. Request to join and it's totally free. So each week we post discussion questions. We talk about the episode that was going on this week. So for example, if you join this week, we're going to talk about procrastination and who knows what other tips, ideas that you may get. We've had people find, you know, accountability buddies on the group as well. But we really just wanted to create this environment where you feel connected and you feel like you've got people to lean on, people who are going to support you in your mission and your journey to be that happier, healthier version of you. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart so much for listening, subscribing, and leaving us a review because that is everything. We just found out today, I found out that we're ranked number 10 on Apple charts for Apple Podcasts, which is huge. Again, we would not be there without you. And to me, I am just fired up about sharing this message of finding that confidence and that strength without focusing so much on the numbers. And I know it's important to you. And so we've got to help bring other people into our circle who really can create this movement. And that's where the change happens. If you have any questions, you want to reach out, share what productive hacks you have, find us on that Facebook group, Fit Friends Happy Hour. Otherwise, we're also on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour as well. Tag us in your episode listens. You can take a screenshot, whatever you do. We just want to hear from you. Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.